Well, the July 4th holiday weekend is here, and so are we, Steve Goss with Mara Davis, who, by the way, is decked out in all of her patriotic finery. She's got stripes on her shirt and, well, stars in her eyes. Happy early 4th to you. Good to see you.
I mean, that's just too easy when I see you. It's just these things happen.
So the stars I'm seeing are a reflection of me, is that it?
Okay. Yeah, somebody hit me over the head. Let's start over at Eddie's Attic. A fun show with a guy named Alex Guthrie. Now, I noticed Alex because he was part of a video with American Family Insurance where he's singing in the street downtown Atlanta, and they have this series of ads where Jennifer Hudson just shows up. And there he is singing Lovely Day, which is the song they've kind of adopted. He's a really, really good singer-songwriter who's really hustling hard to make it big.
And his concert tonight at Eddie's, they're recording that show. It's going to be part of a live album he's going to release.
That's Alex Guthrie at Eddie's Attic with Cody Matlock tonight. Melissa Etheridge is coming to town, Steve, but she's just going to be returning from Cuba. So this is why I think this is going to be a very interesting show. She had just done a 4-day trip to Havana where she collaborated with the Music and Arts Live. So she was performing and doing workshops with local musicians there. And I can only imagine the influences she's going to come back with. But listen, Melissa Etheridge is such a phenomenal performer, singer, songwriter, activist, actress, comedian. What can't she do?
Well, she's a farmer, too. She's just opened up Etheridge Farms in California, and she's growing cannabis products for medical patients in California.
Awesome!
Yeah.
That's Melissa Etheridge at Frederick Brown Amphitheater on Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night is an artist that you and I have talked about a couple times before, because he's played Atlanta a couple times in the last few years. Parker Millsap is one of these Oklahoma musicians we talk about from time to time.
I always want to highlight him because I feel like if you haven't seen him before, you need to go out of your way to watch him live. He has a really unique voice. He writes great songs. His latest album is called The Very Last Day, and that title track is an excellent song. You know that.
And if Mara's endorsement is not enough, and you need a reason or a couple more to go see Parker Millsap, he's been on NPR a couple times. They've raved about him. And Elton John wrote this. He said, "I've just seen a concert in Atlanta that I think is the best concert I've ever seen." Elton John said that about Parker Millsap.
Yeah, so if you don't want to take my word for it, take Elton John's word for it.
Yeah, what does he know?
Whatever. That's Parker Millsap at Terminal West Saturday night. And closing out the weekend as you prepare for fireworks, City Winery is having a great night of music with Amy Black. If you like old Memphis blues, her latest album was recorded in Memphis, and it's called Memphis.
All capitals, too.
Memphis. So you can dry rub yourself down there and see some great music over at City Winery. I mean, that's a Memphis thing.
It is a Memphis. The
dry rub.
Yes. It's a holiday weekend. Go crazy.
But I think I wanted to put this on the list because a lot of times if you are staying in town, you're looking for things to do. And if you haven't been to City Winery yet, it's a great listening room. And she's a terrific artist. What makes some